We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and run outside, with the proper social distancing, of course, has been a great outlet. So if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility, and their proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business, because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at Allbirds.com today.
Here's your SportsCenter update.
You sound like you have it.
Oh, well, you knock it off.
I mean, you sound terrible.
I sound fine. What do you mean I sound terrible? I sound great. My voice feels great.
You sound sick.
Listen, you know I'm a hypochondriac, so don't do what you're doing right now, okay? Because, you know, things on my body are starting to hurt.
Wait a minute. Stugatch, you can't – hold on a second. You drove in. You called us. You said that someone in your circle had tested positive. You headed home, and now you sound like crud. I'm not trying to make you a hypochondriac. If you didn't sound like crud, I wouldn't be telling you you sound like crud, but you sound like crud.
All right. I feel like I sound pretty good. I mean, I don't know. Put it on the poll.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Does Stugatz sound like crud?
Where was I? Here's your SportsCenter update. Oklahoma State Athletics announced a new diversity council Wednesday amid the fallout from football coach Mike Gundy's decision to wear a T-shirt promoting a far-right news network. Zeke Elliott, who was diagnosed with the coronavirus 10 days ago, said Wednesday that he's back to feeling normal, but has not been cleared by doctors to work out. And finally, doctors in Cambodia recently removed a leech that had entered an elderly man's penis.
Now, wait a minute, Stugatz, yeah. That story's amazing, but also you sound terrible. Are you willing to acknowledge that you sound terrible?
I feel like I sound great. I really do. Like, whatever it was, it just came out, just so you know. And finally, doctors in Cambodia recently removed a leech that has entered an elderly man's penis while he was swimming and drank a full pint of blood. The man told doctors that he went swimming in a river earlier that day, leading them to deduce that the parasite had swum up his urethra and into his bladder. Oh, my God. I mean, jeez.
Whew. Isn't there a fish in the Amazon that does that? The kanduru fish. And then not only does it do that, it does that in the Amazon, and then it has, like, spikes that it releases in order.
Yeah. Do you remember the film Anaconda? I believe this got trapped in Eric Stoltz's throat at one point in the film.
I believe you're right. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the night.
Mike, can you do me a favor before we get to L. Duncan here? Can you just find for me the specifics? Describe what the kanduru fish does. We'll get it at the end of this interview because it sounded horrific. I remember we went and talked to experts and we were calling people all over the place. Like, wait a minute, what? This fish does what in the Amazon? L. Duncan and Clinton Yates host The Intersection, where sports and social justice meet tonight, ESPN Radio. 8 p.m. Thank you for being on with us. I don't know, has L been on the radio show before? Have you been on with us before, L?
I've never been on the radio show before, and I feel like I won't be invited back when I say this to Stugatz. I know this sounds oddly specific, but you sort of sound like Kevin Spacey's character in Outbreak, like right before you flatline when you tried to tell a joke.
Thank you,
you don't appreciate sound
it.
Good, dude. You sound bad. He's not wrong. You know I love you, Stugatz.
It sounds like it. And I'll remind you, you were on the show when Dan was on vacation. So I'll remind you of that.
That's right. I was on the show. Yeah, when you guys came up to Bristol. That's right. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't blame you for forgetting. It was a forgettable appearance on the show. Not by you. You were great.
That's when I got to hang out and listen to you guys talk about the Masked Singer for 10 minutes. It was
yes. That was the forgettable part. Yes, the Masked Singer segment we did in the Fantasy Football Studios. Matthew Berry is still upset about it. So is Field Yates, and so is Billy, because Lorenzo botched the entire thing.
Hold on a second, Billy. Hold on a second, Al. Billy, what do you have on this? I don't know any of this. Please fill in the story for me here.
Well, as I remember it, since apparently we're all just taking shots at each other, what happened was we saw Elle Duncan the day before, and she was really nice, and we're really excited to see her. She seemed to be excited to see us. We're like, hey, come by anytime, right? So she came by, but she came by later than expected, and we had things planned out, and then Matthew Berry appeared, and he just sat in on the show for half an hour for some reason. And then while he wasn't looking, we snuck into his studio and we started playing with his puppets and did the Masked Singer update from his fantasy studio. And then that became a whole headache for, you know, weeks afterwards because we weren't allowed to play with the puppets. And that was a thing.
Of course. And Chris, is that how you remember it? Is that an accurate appraisal of things before we get to the meat of what it is we're going to be talking about with Elle Duncan?
It was the longest of all the Masked Singer segments I feel like we've ever done. And I love that now we're spending this entire segment talking about the last Masked Singer segment that swallowed her last appearance.
You were doing them with puppets in Matthew Berry's office? That's what you were doing?
It was incredible.
It was his studio, and his studio, Dan, I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's like a Mr. Rogers set, kind of, and there's all these buttons and things fall down from the ceiling and things pop up and there's smoke and there's lights and bells and whistles. So we're playing with all the bells and whistles, and unfortunately Elle joined the show, and when she came on we spent the entire time that she was on in that studio, and we didn't really get to Elle very much, kind of like this segment.
Billy, for Dan to see it, he would have had to go to Bristol, so he's never seen it.
Okay. Hold on a second, Elle, can you explain to me what is happening? What is he describing in Matthew Berry's office? What do you mean bells and whistles? What are we talking about? He's exaggerating. Yeah. All of that, right?
No, there was. It feels like there was, like, if I remember right, there was graphics and there was like green screen stuff happening and like a sheet and of course puppets. It was wild. It was certainly wild. I do want to say, Billy, I love you. When he said I showed up later than expected, there wasn't like a time given. It literally was like a just come, literally any time, just come whenever you want to, any time between 10 and 1. So I showed up. Yeah. Apparently it was too late.
Yeah. But again, let's just recap here, Al. You were on the show when Dan wasn't here, and you've appeared on Stupidity like 3 times. So, I mean, I've invited you onto all of my platforms. Levitard, this is his first time, okay?
On the radio. He does give me an HQ look, though, so I do have to give him that. I certainly appreciate that.
Billy, you've got more for Elle Duncan here.
Well, no, I feel like Stugatz feels like he discovered her, in a sense, right? And she's entered the universe because he invited her on one time.
I didn't want to say it, but I'm glad you did.
But well, he certainly started my singing career by giving me a look on his Christmas album, so I'll always be indebted.
Can you discover her if she doesn't remember you discovering her? Is that a thing? Is that a thing that can actually factually be so? All right, Elle, stay right there, okay? This has been a total chuckle fest. We have totally wasted both your and the audience's time. We're going to come back with you so we could talk more seriously about what it is that you and Clinton Yates are doing tonight. Forgive us for wasting 8 minutes of your time there. We're going to come right back to you, okay?
Got you.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Levitard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/levitard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number is 3030.
We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and runs outside, with the proper social distancing precautions, of course, has been a great outlet. So, if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers, and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility. And the proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business. Because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at allbirds.com today.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Al Duncan, nice enough to put up with us for a second segment. She will join us in just a second here on the Shell Penzoil Performance Line. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
There's so much from the last segment, though, that I want to explore again. The idea that you're discovering someone who's on SportsCenter. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Is the only way Stu Gatz can discover someone is if they're on SportsCenter. Before we get back to Elle Duncan, again, her and Clint Yates are hosting The Intersection, where sports and social justice meet tonight at ESPN Radio at 8 p.m. Also put on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Are you familiar with the detailed dangers of what the kanduru fish can do to you? Because here it is from Animal Planet. This is what the kanduru fish in the Amazon can do to you. Expandable spines is not something you want to hear about that region. Again, this is not why Elle is here, but we're just trying to clean up some things. Elle is doing good work all over ESPN. What are you trying to do tonight? Because a lot of people are talking about this in a lot of different places. It's only been, surprisingly, 1 month since George Floyd was murdered. What are you trying to achieve tonight?
Yeah, it's actually exactly what you brought up, Dan. It's hard to believe it's only been a month, so we're going to sort of tonight revisit what has happened in the last month, some of the progress and change that we've seen that have many people hopeful, but also I hope that we can also expand the conversation to some of the things that Black people continue to ask for and have been asking for that have not been addressed. You know, it's great, these gestures that we're sort of seeing, statues coming down, you know, promises of this and that, corporations and their statements, you know, a lot of people doing a lot of listening right now and a lot of fact-finding missions. But all Black people are really, you know, Juneteenth becoming a holiday for many organizations, companies, and even in some states it's being floated. But all Black people are really asking for are changes to the criminal justice system, more equitable health care, more equitable education for people of color and for disenfranchised communities. And we have almost no progress there. So, you know, we're going to talk about that. We're hoping to talk to, because you know how radio goes, we've got a lot of feelers out right now. We'll see who commits. But we're hoping to talk to the only Black female pit crew member in NASCAR, not about Bubba Wallace, but just about how inclusive NASCAR is attempting to be behind the scenes and have been for some time, despite the fact that it was just a couple of weeks ago that they banned the Confederate flag. So that's sort of where we're at, revisiting where we've come as a nation and where we have to go.
When you say criminal justice system and criminal justice reform, you're going to sink your teeth into something like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to just talk about, I think, some of the Clinton Yates is really great at. He wants to do something where we essentially offer the folks that are listening, Black and white, an opportunity to sort of do some curriculum and some continuing education and sort of figure out what it means when people say things like defund the police. We got into that a little bit yesterday on our Undefeated special on ESPN, but talking about, you know, what the 13th Amendment did and what it still means, what happened when you privatize jails, you know, what that looks like and how essentially it's become sort of the modern day slavery, and what we're looking for in terms of, you know, immunity for police officers, the ability to sue them. So, yeah, I mean, you know, look, we're attempting to have these conversations that are, yes, uncomfortable, but also at the same time, we're trying to do a little deeper dive on what some of these things mean. I think right now a lot of people are hearing a lot of terms that they don't fully understand, systemic racism, implicit bias, defunding the police. And so we're just trying to make it a little easier to sort of understand and marinate in. So we'll be getting into a lot of those topics tonight, I anticipate.
You mentioned listening, and there seems to be a little more, or a lot more maybe, appetite for listening at the moment. Have you found a lot of pushback on people being tired already, just a month in on this, at the way that this is sort of overwhelmed ESPN?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think I fully anticipated it. I mean, I think at first it was there was a lot of interest and a lot of, you know, I was getting a lot of tweets and text messages and whatnot from the white friends and colleagues and allies who were saying that they're reading and they're doing this and they're doing some self-examinations and they're introspecting and they're, you know, trying to sort of do some unlearning of things that they didn't realize that they had learned growing up and whatnot. And it all seemed like everyone collectively realized we were sort of facing a reckoning and awakening. And then very quickly it has turned into, okay, like this was fine, you know, a couple of weeks after that, but like now sports are coming back. So what are you guys talking about? You know, just post our undefeated special last night. I got an email today from a man and he hit me with a double whammy, from a Yahoo Mail account and an Android phone, who basically told me that if I don't get back to doing real journalism, I'll be back to fetching Chris Berman's coffee. I don't know Chris Berman well, but he doesn't seem like a coffee guy. He seems like a Coke Zero guy. That's just me.
Wait, you're going to take you're going to take it to Maui? Like, that guy's singing Jimmy Buffett songs on an island very far away. Like, where are you going to take his coffee? Oh my God.
Correct. Nowhere on the mainland.
But is that a vocal minority, Al? Like you talked recently, and I don't know what the blowback was on this. You talked recently about why you left Boston and how you left employment behind in Boston because of the racism falling on your neck. Is this a loud minority? Is it like how does it change? Not that this is scientific, but how has it changed in terms of number of people coming at you that way?
Yeah, I think specifically about Boston, it is a really loud minority. You know, there's always going to be a group of people that no matter who the messenger is, it's always going to be about sort of tearing the messenger down as opposed to listening to the message. But I will say, I've got such an influx of support, not only from Bostonians or people that live there, people of color that lived in Boston who have always felt very hesitant to, you know, share their experiences because of the blowback that they would undoubtedly get. But I've also had, you know, organizations in Boston that have reached out to me privately to say, you know, thank you. And we never did enough asking as to why you were leaving Boston. We sort of just assumed that the timing worked out that you were leaving Nesson to go to ESPN. And who wouldn't do that? So I try not to focus as much on, I mean, it's Twitter, right? It's social media. Like that's what people are going to do. The trolls are always the loudest. But I also think that the trolls are your biggest fans. They always somehow know everything that you've said and every platform that you're on. I certainly didn't want it to become this, you know, L. Duncan's on a one-woman mission to destroy Boston. I know Boston to be a place that is filled with incredibly progressive and good people who I feel like now at this time need to sort of take the reputation back of their city. That's truly why I spoke out. You know, it was because we're all having these difficult conversations. And I honestly, it's been cathartic for me. I held on to a lot of this. You know, every time a Boston team wins a sport, I don't know why, but like there was just this pit in my stomach of like, oh God. And I know why, because I lived there and because I sort of had this, this deep rooted sort of anger towards the city. And so this has been, cathartic for me as well, talking about it, talking with friends that were well aware of why we were leaving Boston even at the time, and just having them say, like, it's time now to take this reputation back. Because, Dan, what's so funny is, you know, my black friends, I would be like, yeah, I'm going on CNN, and they're like, why? I was like, well, to talk about, you know, the racism I faced in Boston. And they would just be like, is that news? Is that like a revelatory thing? So it's very different when you talk to some people who are like, yeah, that's sort of just the reputation, and others seem to find this to be the most intriguing, unbelievable account of someone's experience in Boston that they've ever heard. I don't know.
Elle, thanks for being on with us. Thanks for the work you do. Check her out tonight. Clinton Yates and Elle Duncan will host The Intersection, where sports and social justice meet tonight, ESPN Radio, 8 p.m. Thank you for the time, as always, Elle.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
That is Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number is 3030. Guest on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your Sports Center update. Oklahoma State Athletics announced a new diversity council Wednesday amid the fallout from football coach Mike Gundy's decision to wear a t-shirt promoting a far-right news network. Zeke Elliott, who was diagnosed with the coronavirus 10 days ago, said Wednesday that he is back to feeling normal but has not been cleared by doctors to work out. And finally, state inspectors found an 80-pound iguana in the freezer of a West Palm Beach pizza parlor. Pizza Mambo was not shut down because of the discovery of the reptile. However, it was closed down due to the 27 violations it received, including 10 high-priority offenses, including the 20 rodent droppings and numerous dead roaches. One of those roaches were found in a paper towel dispenser. These days, it's good to be prepared. That includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary. And also curbside pickup on any order. Advance Your Auto and Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune to the Sports Center on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Guillermo, put these on the poll, please. Did you know that an iguana could be, you said 80 pounds, right, Stugatz? That's what you said? An 80-pound iguana?
Yes, an 80-pound iguana.
Yep. Did you know that iguanas could be 80 pounds? Also, during the ESPN Radio commercials, if you listen to ESPN Radio all day, put this on the poll. Do you feel like you've heard all of Hamilton on ESPN Radio? Yes or no.
They run the same commercial on TV. Everyone knows every song in Hamilton thanks to this commercial.
How much did Disney pay for the rights to Hamilton, the movie? That has to have been reported.
Yeah, this was supposed to be a theatrical release, but because of the global pandemic, this is a Disney Plus exclusive. I don't really know. Lin-Manuel Miranda has a great working relationship with Disney. I think he signed some sort of development deal because all of his projects seem to be going under this umbrella. And considering how hot of a commodity he was, I'm going to say a lot of money, Dan.
Yes,
I feel comfortable saying that.
Well, I'm sure it's been reported, though. I'd be curious what it takes to make Hamilton go from what it was on Broadway, where a lot of people made it the hottest ticket in America for many years.
Dude, I'm so excited for this because I've never seen the musical on Broadway. I didn't know the right people. I couldn't get in there. So this is my first time actually seeing it. I haven't seen it when it toured. It's the original cast, so they know this play, obviously, like the back of their hands. And it's just flawless. And from what I heard from a Lin-Manuel Miranda interview on Good Morning America, cinematically, it's actually going to deliver. This isn't just like one set camera from the audience perspective.
It looks like Disney paid $75 million for it.
Put it on the poll as well. Do you know well the back of your hand? I've never understood that expression. Do you know the back of your hand well? Do you feel like you can describe it pretty well without looking at it? David Sampson, Stugatz, on the local hour today. Mike Ryan has been doing a fun thing on the local hour where he probes Amin El-Hassan and Dave Sampson, the former Marlins president, for like just a bunch of background details that nobody knows about teams that they may have cared about, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. And David Sampson tells a number of funny stories in this latest local hour, but one of them is just how little Jack McKeon knew about anything when he accepted at a deli the job to be Marlins manager and ended up winning a championship. He goes into the deli prepared for his interview. Others come in with binders and all sorts of research. And basically what you had with McKeon is he just sort of walks in and calls the owner, Jeffrey Loria, Jerry, the entire breakfast.
Trader Jack.
the entire breakfast. Stugatz, there was something else I heard during the ESPN radio commercials, and I don't know who said it, but whoever said it has it exactly right when they say, this whole thing feels like a Jenga tower. This whole thing about sports returning, like the whole thing feels like, wait a minute, there is a point, right, where one of us is just going to pull out a Jenga piece and the whole thing's going to fall down again because our numbers are horrific. Like South Florida, Stugatz, South Florida, you're doing the show from home today because someone in your circle tested positive and we want to be careful. South Florida, I believe in the last week has more cases than South Korea has had, period.
Yeah, the stat I saw was in the last 4 days, more new cases than the entire country of South Korea in the last 4 months.
That's why Mike Ryan is saying we all got it.
Yeah.
And put that on the poll as well, Guillermo. Does this whole thing feel like a Jenga tower?
But what's the Jenga piece that if pulled out, the entire thing collapses? Is it LeBron James? Like, what's it going to take for the entire thing to collapse?
Wait, you have baseball collapsing because LeBron James tests positive?
If LeBron tests positive in that bubble, I have everything collapsing. So, yes, to answer your question.
But testing positive, look, there are two different kinds of things happening here because testing positive is not the same as, being infected in a way, perhaps necessarily, if you're asymptomatic, that is, you know, that means you've got a sickness. It can just mean that you've tested positive for the virus and nothing else happens other than you cannot be around others. And what's going to happen here is that results are going to get super distorted if the rates continue the way they're going, where, every couple of days you're hearing about guys like Ezekiel Elliott testing positive. They canceled the Hall of Fame game. That's like 45 days away, and they've already canceled that.
Right, there's asymptomatic transmission, and you have to act as if you have it, and you can't be too cocky that your asymptomatic version of the virus isn't going to harm someone that has a weakened immune system or a prior medical history or is elderly. And yesterday we were saying, man, it's getting to the point now where Jokic has it? Good. He has it well before this tournament. Jokic is good. Well, not so much. At the WWE Performance Center, they are having an absolute outbreak. And one of the talents came forward and says, I just got it for a second time. I thought I was in the clear. I was acting reckless. I tested positive a second time after having it just a few months ago.
Would you blame the athletes? Would you blame NBA players for not wanting to come? Not playing in the bubble or playing the playoffs, but not wanting to do it in Florida based on the numbers we're seeing on a daily basis. Why would they want to come here?
No, I wouldn't blame them. You would.
All right.
That's your thing.
I would after the fact. I'd like to see if you would do it first, and then if you wouldn't, then I'll do it. That's how we do it.
If any of your teams were relevant and playing for something, and one of the key players said, I'm sitting this out, I would love to see what your real-time reaction would be to that. Because I'm genuinely confused. We ended the first hour here. Mike, where do you think Stugatz should land on this Jamal Adams thing? Because Adam Gase is now his boy, but Jamal Adams is their best player. And Adam Gase, the job, Stugatz, the job is you got to figure out a way to get, to fit with your best players.
In fairness to Jamal, I would like to hear the specific reasons as to why he doesn't like Adam Gase. I don't want to be flippant about it because I don't know the interactions that he and Adam Gase have had. All I am saying, Dan, is that there is no – you're a free safety. You're a good free safety, but you're a free safety. No one has ever given a free safety the credit for a team winning a Super Bowl. Dan, a football team is like an ice cream sundae, okay? You have the ice cream, which is the main part. That's the quarterback, okay? And then you have, you have some good thing. You have, like, some sprinkles, wide receivers. You have a defensive end who could be some hot fudge. Like, you have all these elements. Having a safety, a free safety, is like the cherry on top. It's like a bonus. Like, no one gave Ronnie Lott the credit for winning a Super Bowl. It was Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, and Roger Craig. No one gave Jack Tatum credit for the Raiders winning any sort of Super Bowl. No one's ever given the safety any credit for anything. You either have a good safety and it's the cherry on top, or you don't. But safeties don't win you Super Bowls, and I am tired of Jamal Adams. That is it. I mean, enough. You don't want to be here, don't be here. We'll be just as bad without you as we were with you.
Earl Thomas would like a word. Ed Reed would like a word.
No one gave Earl Thomas the credit for the Seahawks winning the Super Bowl, and no one gave Ed Reed credit. They gave the defense credit, but not Ed Reed specifically.
Well, if you must ask for a specific example of a safety, Bob Sanders on the Colts that won the Super Bowl, they had the 32nd ranked rush defense headed into the playoffs before he got healthy, and no team had ever won the Super Bowl with that bad of a rush defense, and Bob Sanders came in and altered their run defense.
And after the game, were we celebrating, oh, Bob Sanders finally got the coveted ring, or was it Peyton Manning?
This is why it's the great move by you, though. After the game, was I concentrating on the thing that mattered, or was I just giving credit to Peyton Manning because all I do is give credit to the quarterbacks? Yeah, I was the one giving credit to Peyton Manning for beating Rex Grossman, even though he didn't even play well in that Super Bowl.
All I want to do is a zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Put it on the poll. Does Bob Sanders deserve more credit than Peyton Manning for winning that goal?
That is blasphemy.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why we created Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges like overtipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, then sends an alert to your phone and helps if you need to fix them. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Dan, it's time for the movie of the day. It is brought to you by Redbox. It is National Catfish Day. With that in mind, my top three movies with the word fish in the title. Number three, Antoine Fisher. Number two, an absolute classic, A Fish Called Wanda. And number one, just happens to have the word fish in it. It also happens to be one of my top 25 movies, I think, of all time. I have to go check the list. Swordfish.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to say The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. That didn't even make your list.
No, I said Swordfish, the Travolta classic. Redbox has top entertainment when you need it most. Don't miss important Impractical Jokers, excuse me. The movie, four comedians going a cross-country road trip with hilarious hidden camera pranks. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways you can watch.
Hugh Jackman was in Swordfish, right?
Oh, yes, he was, sir. He looking like your textbook computer geek, Hugh Jackman, in that film.
Put it on the poll, Gamma. Does the IT guy ever look like Hugh Jackman? And didn't he say, oh, you can hack, but can you hack during
this? Just leaving at that. That's how Hugh Jackman had to prove himself to John Travolta, who's wearing a tremendous wig in this film. Yeah, sure, you can hack, but how about under these circumstances?
These circumstances, when at the height of pleasure, I can't
Seems
believe
like Mike also has it in his top 25.
It's an incredible movie.
I can't believe we're still talking about Swordfish. I believe Halle Berry got paid some enormous amount of money for appearing topless contractually, and it's a very poor decision not to do that, but to choose to do that in Swordfish is a very bad decision.
Days ago, we put on Twitter, does the IT guy ever look like Hugh Jackman? And 82.1% of the audience said no. Okay. If you want, I can do it again.
But no, but I didn't realize we'd already done it. No, thank you for looking that up. I appreciate it. Stugatz, I'm always finding people in sports that you sort of want to be, whether it's Jay Glazer at the Pro Bowl calling plays and hobnobbing with the players.
Just quickly to clean that up, Halle Berry got paid $2 million to do Swordfish, an extra $500,000 to appear topless in Swordfish.
Thank you, Stugatz. Yeah. It's I appreciate the hard investigative work that you did there to get us important information. I'm not even being
sarcastic. Only a 25% on Rotten Tomatoes?
It's an outrage. I don't listen to anyone on Rotten Tomatoes, all right? I'll watch a movie. I'll decide for myself if it deserves a tomato or not.
It's an award-winning film, by the way. What award-winning film gets a 25 on Rotten Tomatoes?
You'll decide for yourself.
If it gets a good ripe tomato or a rotten one.
Stugatz, you really drew a line in the sand on that one. Fair enough. You will get no objection. You're so passionate about this from anyone in America. You will give tomatoes when you feel like it.
Multiple awards, Stugatz. In 2002, it damn near swept the award circuit. Halle Berry took home the BET Award for Best Actress in a Film and an NAACP Award for Outstanding Actress in a Film.
There you go. How about that? Top 25.
All right. Stan Van Gundy's going to join us next. But I do need to tell you in the next hour, Stugatz, there is someone, if it's true, okay, this was said on J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick mentioned this to Bill Simmons. Bill Simmons was talking about it, that the Lakers are practicing. The rumor is at just some rich dude's house where he's got a replica of the Staples Center. And I just thought of you immediately because of how happy it would make you if you could have the Lakers in your backyard. But we'll get to that in the next hour. We've got Stan Van Gundy coming up next.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.